Cei bune băiți amigi doși, mei dovei o mei nu, bisene călăchei nu bisoi rosă ho. Cei bune băiți amigi doși, mei dovei o mei nu, irosuri vira bună porțoi.
Shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know how it works. The first hour is non-Chazanus, and the second hour is strictly Chazanut. In the background, we hear the wonderful Moshe Kusevitzky with his classic Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash. Okay, our first Chazan that I'll be presenting is Leibele Waldman. First of all, he was born Lewis, in 1907. To a family of Jewish Galician immigrants living in the Lower East Side of New York City. Early on, he was recognized as a wunderkind, officiating at the pulpit with a choir by the age of 9. He was a choir leader in many shuls in Jersey City, Brownsville, Flatbush, and Passaic. In 1928, he assumed his first adult cantorial position, officiating on the high holidays at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And in 1929, he became a cantor at the Temple Emmanuel Passaic, where he remained until 34. And then he served 1 year at Mount Eden Jewish Center. At this point in his career, Waldman elected not to accept full-time cantorial positions, instead working the holidays at such places as the Hunts Point Palace, the Bronx Winter Garden, Concord Hotel, Grossinger's, Catskill Mountains, and Laurel and the Pines, and Lakewood, the Breakers. He also had an extensive film career, and those of you who've seen my presentation on The Essential Cantor, you get a big kick out of that clip where they're searching for a cantor, and he comes in. This is what the public will. While still a young man, Waldman concertized with the renowned cantor Zavel Kvartin and Yesila Rosenblatt. In fact, Rosenblatt shared the stage with Waldman during his final concert in the United States before his death in Palestine in 1933. Leibele Waldman died in 1969 and was buried at Beth David Cemetery in Long Island. Okay, with that, let's get to our first selection, which is a classic of his, and you can guess it's the Ki Lekach Tov.
Some fair one.
Classic Label of Waldman. Let's hear Label with Ritze.
Karishinu b'mitzvay secho, b'sechel keinu b'sayeru secho. So b'yehenu mitovecho. B'sohom elcheinu. Son of Kayyu, Bishu. Sabeinu mitu becho, besam chenu bishu secho.
Okay, let's hear Zmiros with Leibola.
Oh. ze me goed bal, mikol jomme, mikol jomme. Kielon schon was so reilohme, mit so reilohme.
Jom ze me goed bal, mikol jomme, mikol jomme. Kielon schon was so reilohme, mit so reilohme.
Mein Dill, wo weiss ihr, wo er leuhohne. Yoim shabbos, yoim machmadim, yoim machmadim.
One more of Leibler. This will be Tanya Leibler-Waldman.
Ar hei no, ad run rach amecho. Blo e as bun chasudecho, ar hei no. Ole azobon, nu chasudecho, at hei nu, at hei nu. Ole azobon, nu chasudecho, at hei nu, at hei nu. Ad hei no. Vino, al te chino a shemele keno le neta. Al kein nevarim, shepiatu bonu. Vino achu nishomo, shenipatu bia peino. Vino shom, a sheher sovam ito, bia fieno. Hein, hein. We call a bear,
That's a different version of Tanya, and not the Avram Fried one, but hope you enjoyed that, Leibel Waldman. We're going to hear from one of my favorites. This is Cantor Moshe Stern. He was born in Budapest in 1935, and the reason that I always remember it, because I was born in 1936, and he's just a year older. Yeah, he's 83. He immigrated to Israel in 1950 at the age of 15. In 1955, he was appointed chazan to the chief synagogue in Rehovot. In 58, to Hechel Shlomo Synagogue in Yerushalayim. From 63 to 68, he was chief cantor of the Great Synagogue in Johannesburg. And from 68 to 77, he was chazan at Bethel Synagogue in Borough Park. In 1977, he returned to Israel, certainly regarded as one of the greatest cantors of our time. Came out with this, the recordings that I'll be playing are from a live concert in the year 2000, 18 years ago. And those of you who have been following my relationship with Kenny Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, when we ran concerts at the Jewish Center and through our Cantor's World, you recall how we featured the great Stern and, of course, at those memorable Shabbos weekends. So let's go back 18 years ago at his prime. This is first selection will be Akavya, Cantor Moshe Stern.
Akavio ben mahalaleloime Akavio ben mahalaleloime Mahalaleloime is takel bishlai sho devorim vein vein matovo vein vein matovo lidei lidei ave bene mahalale lo vuoi me in se ta che il bisce lo sho de vorri mi viene a to voli de avero do me ya in bosso una io
Lifnei me.
מלך המלכים. הקדוש ברוך הוא.
Okay, Moshe Stern, let's hear a classic of his. This is Ato Chonein.
Oh!
bella me, o bella me, lei na, voi se pieno, quando ne fa ne.
Okay, yeah, something a little different. It's not quite Chazanis, but this will be the Exodus song in Hebrew, Moshe Stern.
Lisko te la cure bis dei shalom. passe. Il boa et nafshi chavad. Hanegev lefanai, uksham chalom echayai. Zot arzi, ufa ech yeshuv mechadash. This land is mine. God gave this land to me, this brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free.
Moshe Stern with the Exodus song. Okay, we're going to play a few selections from Joseph Schlisky. He was born in Poland in 1894. He died in New York in 1955. At the age of 10, he and six other boys were virtually kidnapped by a choir leader who told their parents that he was taking them to London, but instead took them to Toronto, Canada. There, Schlisky managed to escape from the group and lived with a rag dealer. When he was 13, he had his first cantorial position and sent for his parents as soon as he had saved up enough money. He attended the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, from which he was graduated in 1917. 2 years later, he made his singing debut in New York City. For the next 20 years, he held many important posts in New York, including one at the Slonimer Synagogue. He also had a contract with the San Carlo Opera Company to sing leading roles in productions of La Boheme, La Juive, and Tosca. And here, this was the sad thing. In 1940, he had a stroke, which tragically left him an invalid. So that was, how old was he? He was 46 years old. And as I pointed out, he passed away in 1955. The first selection that we'll be hearing of Joseph Schlisky, let me get this straight, is Ritze.
Come and find me, be sure.
Joseph Schlitzky next with Anna Bekoach.
Oh, rochem im rochem.
Recordings, as you know, were acoustic recordings up until 1925. That means they stood in front of a large horn and the vibrations went down to a stylus and needle, and that's how they made the recordings. After 1925, they were electronic. And the Anna Bokoach that we just heard was from 1924. So that was acoustic with Schlisky standing in front of a horn. And then the other recordings were in 1926, which were electronic. Just a little aside there. Let's hear Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar.
Thank you.
Joseph Schlisky, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this soul music. It's really soul music, isn't it? If you're listening, I know it's gotten to you as it has gotten to me these many years. And in the event, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. If you have any comments or requests, if you're not on our email list for the cantorial calendar, you should be. Email me, cbjmusic, and in the subject line, just put calendar. Very simple. In any event, shalom, everyone. Thanks for joining with me.